Thank you. Verses.
Always on time.
Always on time.
What a God we serve.
Thank you.
And here's to another Sunday episode of The Story of My Life. That's right, you heard correctly. Another Sunday episode. I know I said I was supposed to create another episode last week, just like I promised you in my previous Sunday episode. But, you know, life got in the way. I made some time to write the script for today's episode, and I really thought I was going to have time to do it as a regular episode. But then it turned out to be pretty impossible, so I was just like, you know what, let's just make this a Sunday episode instead. And here we are now. I think I've already said everything I need to say about my grad school experiences for now. I've summarized everything about it, such as the overall public relations master's degree program, the courses I've taken and failed, the school's decision to dismiss me from the program, and all that other wonderful shit. I'm kind of through talking about all that, but that's just a negative aspect of my overall time at Montclair State. I had mostly positive experiences during my undergrad, which is what this episode is going to be about. This episode is going to be the start of my fun, positive experiences during my undergraduate years at Montclair State. So yeah, here's the order in which I'll be talking about all my positive experiences, all the activities and organizations I was involved with, the friends that I've made in most of my classes, and just overall fun on-campus events as well as off-campus events. For this episode, I'll be talking about all the organizations I was involved with as much as I can. To be specific, I'll talk about all the ones I was involved with at the SCM. You know, the School of Communication and Media. That's the program I was involved, enrolled in that catered to students, graduate and undergraduate studying subject areas relating to media and communications, you know, such as journalism, public relations, filmmaking, TV production, etc., etc. The list goes on. The SCM has a lot of organizations and events for students to get involved with. One example of an organization is the campus newspaper called the Montclairian, which I had been involved with during my undergrad. The Montclairian was an SCM-based organization that I had been involved with. So yeah, I wrote a lot of stuff for them, and they even have their own website. I'll go into each of that some more in this episode as much as I can. So, specifically at the SCM, the organizations I was involved with were the Montclairian newspaper, Montclair News Lab, 90.3 WMSC Radio, and Lambda Pi Eta National Honor Society. That's four organizations that are SCM-based, specifically. I'll try to get through as much of these organizations as I can in this episode before Anchor reminds me of my 1 hour time limit. In the next episode after this, I'll be talking about all the organizations that I was generally involved with, like around campus, not just the SCM-based ones that I just mentioned. So, yeah, I'll start off with the Montclairian first, because that's the first organization that I mentioned. The Montclairian's office is located on the second floor of the SCM building, so the very last floor up in the building. I know I've mentioned this before, that the SCM has 3 floors. Well, technically 2, if you don't actually count the lower level of the building. The lower level of the building, as I've said before, is basically Morehead Hall, which is where all the offices of the faculty / staff members are located, including the career services. Yeah, the main area of the SCM is through the first floor. You would enter through the doors, and that's the general area with the lobby where students are welcome to relax out in the lobby area, like on the couches and the seats up by the windows. And there's the presentation hall located across the main classrooms, which is basically a lab area with Dell computers where students can use the computers there for class projects and assignments and access to Adobe software products like Premiere Pro for video / audio editing and Photoshop and all that other stuff. Yeah, and the computers for Adobe. And the SCM has an elevator that you can take up to the second floor. The elevator only goes two ways. Up to the second floor or down to the lower level area. And you could also take the very long flight of stairs up to the second floor as well. And yeah, the second floor is where the office locations of the two most popular SCM organizations are. The Montclarian newspaper and the 90.3 WMSC radio station. I think both offices are located right next to each other up on the second floor. So yeah, I apologize for that slight tangent, but my main point was that the Montclarian's office was located on the second floor of the SCM. However, we would have the meetings in one of the SCM's news lab classrooms, which was a small room that sort of resembled an actual newsroom, if I'm explaining that properly. And so the Montclarian newspaper is a student-led organization, which means that students were in charge of running and operating things, you know, such as taking on roles as editor, editor-in-chief, managing editor, staff writer, etc., etc. The advisor of the organization is this female instructor whom I've had for my journalism-related courses during my undergrad. She's a super nice lady, and she would often supervise the students during the organization in terms of the editor-in-chief holding meetings at the SCM newsroom / classroom to discuss stories that we should report on and stuff like that. Another slightly random tangent, but this woman was the main instructor whom I've asked to be like my guide or reference, I guess I should say, during the time in my undergrad when I was almost expelled for that cheating incident, which I talked about in the very first episode here on the show. Yeah, I asked this woman to sort of vouch for my good character and whatnot, because I kind of looked up to her as a mentor and as an instructor who taught journalism and digital media, which is my main field of study and my intended career path. I've changed my major to journalism during the fall 2018 semester, and so that was when I first started taking media related courses. You know, one example being this woman's class that she taught that fall semester, which was called News Reporting, Print and Online. Yeah, she taught that class in the exact same classroom where the Montclarian would meet for their organization meetup. So I was familiar with that classroom in the SCM. Since she was the lead faculty advisor of the Montclarian, she was definitely okay with students reporting stories from her class, you know, the news reporting class for the newspaper. So all of the articles that I've published for the Montclarian were the same ones that I've done for her class. The Montclarian has its own website that explains a shit ton about its history and how it was established back in 1928. So that was literally 95 years ago. Like, damn. But yeah, the website explains all that and all the students who are now currently involved in the respective roles, such as editor-in-chief, managing editor, and the newspapers categories that the students cover, like sports and all that other stuff. Yeah, and featured stories, photos, and, you know, just all that wonderful jazz. My stories are also available on them, you know, underneath my name, like both in the entertainment and feature sections of the newspaper. As a staff writer, my two main categories that I chose to cover were entertainment and feature. So I always covered stories that related to entertainment events on campus, such as plays, live music, or performances, you know, just things of that nature. When it came to feature, it was mostly profiles on people on campus, you know, like students, faculty members, staff, etc., etc., and sort of like a deeper kind of thing, such as like their personal talents, their hobbies, their interests, you know, anything about them that is of interest. And so one example of a feature story that I did, the article that's published on the newspaper's website, is one that I did for a class project for a course that I took back in spring of 2019. That course was called Multimedia Toolkit. And it was taught by a male instructor who was my assigned academic advisor during my undergrad. It was a project that he assigned us to do where we had to find stories of like interest such as like important like topics such as marijuana and the legalization of it, like some students in the classroom did, you know, just something that's of interest, like something that people were currently talking about, like, you know, something that's of relevance to the public. I'm not sure if I'm explaining that properly. Yeah, but he had us paired up, like two of us each working together, and so it was a group project in that regard. So I worked with this guy in the class, so this guy turns out to be a much more significant connection to me. I'm connected with him both on Facebook and LinkedIn. Oh yeah, and also on Instagram. And yeah, he's actually now living in Minnesota, you know, as a full-time multimedia reporter. So kudos to him while I'm still stuck here, unable to, you know, get into the field, which is so annoying and frustrating. But yeah. Yeah, anyway, this guy and I worked together to try to find stories that would be of interest and relevance to the campus community. And I guess to the general public, it was a bit hard to find a good story to report on until this guy finally got the chance to meet with the fellow guy, also an SCM student at MSU, you know, to be the subject of our project. Yeah, so I'm definitely not allowed to mention names, so I'll just use initials instead. Yeah, this guy who was with me in the multimedia class, whom I've worked with on the project, his initials are JW. Yeah, JW and I were the ones who worked on this feature story together, about this male student at MSU who was one of the members of the university's, I guess I should say, program organization, which is called the Red Hawk Fellows. So I'll try my best to summarize what the Red Hawk Fellows is, because that was the very first time I ever heard of that program at MSU. Like, before JW and I worked on this project together, I don't think either of us were aware of this program at MSU or how it helps out students like that. So basically, what this program is and what it does, according to its website, Red Hawk Fellows, that's what it's called. So I'm going to quote what I see here on its website. So, Red Hawk Fellows is committed to supporting Montclair State undergraduate scholars from diverse backgrounds who are identified as emancipated foster students, unaccompanied homeless students, and those students from households where no immediate parental or extended family guidance is accessible. Yeah, that's what the program is. Says according to its website, and I'm gonna take a pause right here. Sorry, yeah, my throat just became a little bit foggy just now, so I'll just take a quick water break and I'll just finish explaining the rest of the program and what JW and I did on this project. So, yeah, just give me a few, y'all. And I'm back, y'all. So yeah, in other words, this program helps students who come from underprivileged backgrounds, such as they're homeless or if they'd previously been through the foster care system, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So the program helps those kinds of students adapt to university life and gives them access to campus resources such as career development, tutoring and academic resources, and other stuff like that. I guess some summer housing programs as well. These students identify as independent by financial aid. So that means that they unfortunately do not have any form of parental support or anything to help them, you know, out with financial aid. And the website goes on to mention all the member benefits for these students, you know, such as fun events that include social events, activities, workshops, field trips to places like Six Flags or sports events even, and community building meals to celebrate holidays and events like Friendsgiving, you know, winter break and commencement. So yeah, that's a lot of stuff on their website based on all that information. So yeah, anyway, on this feature class project, JW, the guy in my class, happened to personally know a guy who was a member of the program. And this guy, I'll refer to by his initials, CP. CP was the perfect interviewee slash subject for our project. He's a great guy, and I found him to be a little cute. Like, yeah. He's about 3 years younger than me. And during our interview with them, he explained to JW and me about his family background with the tragic story behind it. You know, like, he lost some relatives, like close relatives and stuff, at a pretty young age, and you know, having to go through the foster care system with the siblings, and you know, just, yeah, it was a really emotional story, but that was what JW and I needed for our feature story. Because we're basically doing a feature on CP himself and you know, just how the Red Hawk Fellows program was beneficial to him personally. We wanted to get his perspective on how the program had helped him so far in adjusting to university life. And yeah, he's also an SCM student, because I see on his LinkedIn that he was a film studies major. And obviously, film studies is an undergraduate program that would fall under the SCM category. Because, you know, SCM is, like, filled with different, like, departments, like, in film, filmmaking, TV production, news production, you know, journalism, PR, etc., etc. So, yeah, once in a while, in the past, I had seen him hanging around at the SCM, you know. But, you know, I was also busy with other things, so I would see him, like, occasionally whenever I could. So it wasn't just, like, all the time. And, yeah, no, I didn't have any classes with him at all, or he with me. Yeah. But CP was the only student whom we were actually able to get in touch with for the story. You know, just because of the sensitivity of the topic, you know, about homelessness and being through the foster care system and all that. So the two managers in charge of overseeing the program let JW and I know that due to confidentiality that they wouldn't be able to, like, give out the full names and faces of all the students actually in the program. So CP was the only one whom we were able to easily get in touch with, you know, for that reason. Yeah, it was important for JW and I to get CP's perspective on being a Red Hawk Fellows student, you know, in the program and how it's helped him. And yeah, the program appears to have helped him out a lot. And yeah, and we also had a chance to speak with the man who oversaw the program. So this man, whom I'll also refer to by his initials, DC, he's the main overseer of the program. And JW and I had had our chance to interview DC to discuss with them about the history of the program and how it came to helping students in those unfortunate situations, such as CP. And according to DC's LinkedIn profile, he has a bachelor's in psychology from Ramapo College. And he has a master's in social work from Rutgers, so he's an expert in this field with dealing with these type of issues in young people. He was the one who had access to students who were in the program, and so for confidentiality purposes, he couldn't give out the names to JW and I, but he was certainly familiar with CP, so he only gave out CP's name for us to, do the project about. And JW and I were able to get DC's perspective on the overall growing success of the program and how it continues to grow and succeed in helping out students like CP who are in those kinds of situations. And yeah, the other staff member whom JW and I interviewed was this woman who serves as the university's Associate Dean of Students, whose initials are YA. She's a Hispanic woman, a little older, and I have had prior contact with her in the past, as I've mentioned in my very first episode of this show, where I talked about my near expulsion due to that cheating incident. Yeah, but this woman's very nice, though. She also co-managed the Red Hawk Fellows program. And so JW and I were able to get an interview with her as well, also getting her perspective on the program's general overall success to helping students' adaptability to campus life. And the students within the program, I mean, of course. And YA was whom the students had to first get in touch with for enrollment in the program, which is then overseen by DC. As the associate dean, YA has access to students' financial backgrounds and family history and knows who is eligible for the Red Hawk Fellows program. Yeah, because the program is so based solely on eligibility of certain situations, like homelessness, the foster care system. So anyone who's been through that is automatically eligible to be a member of the program. So yeah, hopefully that made sense the way I just explained that. So that meant that CP was an automatic eligible member of the program just based solely on his tragic background. And so, yeah, YA was a great interviewee for the project, as well as DC, as the two managers slash co-manager of the program. And CP also is a great interviewee as well, just being the student enrolled in that program. And yeah, after our interviews and the technicalities of the project as presented in class, I decided to publish that story as a feature for the Montclairian. Yeah, the editor-in-chief agreed that it was a great story for the feature section because it was definitely something that the student population could actually relate to. So yeah, that story is up on the Montclairian's website underneath my name, as well as the list of the rest of my publications, both for entertainment and feature. And the story is also up on my WordPress blog portfolio. My WordPress is still a work in progress because I'm currently using it to publish all my previously published Montclairian articles on it. Just as a way to display my skills in digital storytelling. Yeah, this story is one of the stories that's already up on my WordPress, so I have just a few more of my articles to include on there. Yeah. So yeah, I don't want to say too much for this episode. I don't want wish to like go way past the time limit, but I still have so much more I have to say about my involvement with the Montclairian. For this episode, I talked about that the feature story that I did, you know, this Red Hawk Fellows program. Yeah. I think in the following episode after this, I'll do discuss an entertainment story that I did, because my main two categories of publication for the newspaper were entertainment and feature. Yeah, those were the categories that I chose. Other students did other categories such as sports, which I know a shitload of absolutely nothing about, you know, like opinion editorials and, you know, just other things of that nature, like different categories covered by different people, you know, based on personal interest and preference. And in addition to the Montclarian, I was also involved with the Montclair News Lab, 90.3 WMSC campus radio station, and the LPH, Lambda Pi Eta, National Honor Society. Yeah, when I get the chance to talk about those organizations as well, you know, the SCM-based organizations, and then I'll get to talking about my general involvement in all the other general, like, organizations around campus, you know, like the choir and stuff like that, you know, not necessarily related to the SCM like that, like, yeah. But yeah, I'll wrap up this episode for now by saying that if you have any questions, comments, or just general constructive feedback about my show, please do not be afraid to hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and a million other places on social media. I'm very active on Instagram and I have two accounts. My personal, which is SummerGirl of 97, that's SummerGirlOf 97, SummerGirl of 97. And my professional, which is Sarah Journalist. My name's Sarah, spelt with an H, please do not forget. Underscore and the word journalist. In the meantime, I wish y'all an amazing weekend and everything, and stay tuned to my upcoming episode either this week or next Sunday, depending on what it is that I have time for. But in the meantime, y'all take care and have yourselves a wonderful, happy, healthy rest of your weekend.